Allah tells us that in the earth there are many signs to testify for the existence of the Creator, for His might, for His knowledge, for His wisdom in His creation. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِنِينَ. And in the earth are signs for those who truly believe with an assured faith. So we are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look into the earth, to look into ourselves, to meditate in the universe around ourselves, because this is the open book of the Creator. This is the book in which every man with wisdom, with knowledge, with intelligence can see the work of the Creator, can see the wisdom of the Creator, can see in every bit of this universe a sign for a master who has created this universe with will, with knowledge, and with wisdom. And we are asked to look into these bits and pieces of the universe to see a testimony for the knowledge and wisdom of our Creator. The Quran encourages people at large to walk around and to see in this universe. The Quran reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدْعَ الْخَلْقِ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلْ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, walk through the earth, this instructions to all human beings, for evidences to see how Allah did originate the creation, as Allah will afterwards originate the other creation in exactly the same manner after annihilating the present one. Verily, Allah is capable of doing all things above which He is highly exalted in power. We can see evident signs in the earth, in ourselves, and in the universe that can testify for this fact that this universe, this material universe, has not created itself by itself, because it is not an intelligent universe as experimental scientists, some of the experimental scientists claim. It's not the product of an accident or a chance, because it's so orderly and so disciplined. It testifies for the presence of a Creator, and this Creator has asked us to look around to see His work in His creation. These are verses I rushed very quickly, because as I told you last time, the scientific notions in the Holy Quran, the scientific notions revealed in the Holy Quran, the scientific facts revealed in the Holy Quran are of two categories. The first category touches upon the creation and annihilation of the universe. And this is a category in which no experimental scientist can exceed the limit of theorization. And their notion in the Holy Quran is a tremendous aid for Muslims and for non-Muslims to take these as guidelines to see how the creation did take place and how the annihilation will take place. When it comes to descriptive terms, descriptive verses, these are more direct. One can see the miraculous aspect in these descriptive verses much more easily than the verses that talk about the creation of the universe. I've chosen a few which I will rush very quickly, and then I will come to the verses of my last lecture with some slides. We read in Surah Ar-Rum, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون. The Romans were defeated in the lowest part of the earth, of the land mass, but after their defeat they will soon be victorious within a few years' time. The lowest part of the earth, the lowest part of the earth, nobody could really realize what's meant by the lowest part of the earth. Only very recently we came to realize that the lowest part on the surface of the globe, on the surface of the land masses, because the oceans are very deep, but on the surface of the land masses is the area of the Dead Sea Valley. This is the area that reaches almost 400 meters below sea level. And there is no other area that reaches that depth on the surface of the land masses. For the Quran to mention this 14 centuries ago, who would have told Muhammad this? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only came to know this very recently, that the lowest spot on the surface of the land masses is the Dead Sea Valley, the Rift Valley, the area where the people of Lut alayhi salam lived, and this is an area of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been lower than any other spot on the surface of the globe, on the surface of the land masses. The Romans were defeated. Their defeat took place in the year 613. And the verse said, and soon they will be victorious. After 11 years, in the year 624, they defeated the Persians. And of course, the verse mentions that the Muslims were pleased for the victory of the Romans, because they were at least people of the book. The Persians were heathens, were fire worshippers. But the Romans were at least believing in a creator, believing in a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believers were pleased with the victory of the Romans, because they were assuming to be, for themselves to be people of the book.